105.
Cutting it down, good Lord. Baby, getting paid is a forte.
I fucked up real bad. And I'm not usually the type of guy that admits that I fuck up, you know? Usually I kind of play it off. I always like to be the good guy, not the bad guy. But I did. I fucked up. I got lazy. What'd I do? You're probably wondering. Jackson, JD, Jackie boy, what'd you do? Try to record a podcast today? I did. I did record a podcast with Iman. But I got lazy. I didn't go to the studio. Didn't want to leave. I cut a corner. Life's a bitch, and I learned. We recorded about 40 minutes of solid content. Solid content. But my mic was shitty because I wasn't at the studio, and it didn't pick up on my audio. All you hear is Iman just talking to himself like I am right now. This is my punishment, I guess. Now I'm in a room talking by myself. I promised I was going to drop something Friday, and I will drop something Friday, and here we are. Yeah, so I fucked up, you know? Life's a bitch, and I learned my lesson. Don't cut corners. Don't cut corners. And I cut a corner, and look where it got me. I'm in a room by myself, in the gym, actually, by myself, talking by myself. Talking by myself. What can I say? I fucked up. I admit it. Iman, if you're listening, I'm sorry, buddy. So we're going to – I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to ramble on so you guys get something to listen to. I think I'm a good enough talker for you guys to like, hey, this guy's got some facts on him. He's spitting. I like listening to JD talk. So we're going to call this JD Tales. JD's Tales. A JD Tale. How about that? We'll just do little segments every there and there when I got to come up with something. I'm a man of my word. Posted something on the 105 Club Instagram yesterday saying, hey, I'm going to post something on Friday. Well, here you go, motherfuckers. Here it is. Here I am. What's up? Love's in the air, people. Love is in the air. Watch How to Train Your Dragon 3. I think it's called The Hidden World. Sure, I'm in college and I watch children animation movie all the time. I do. That sound fucked up. I said children and then a pause. Children animation movies. Like DreamWorks and Pixar. I love kids' movies, dude. Shit's good. I watch cartoons by myself sometimes. I'm not ashamed of it. But spoiler on How to Train Your Dragon, I'm going to talk about it. Great end of the trilogy, I must say. How to Train Your Dragon was a great movie to me. And then this was perfect. Toothless finds love, man. He has some babies with another dragon. It's true. True story, dude. Shit happened. I trained a beast once. I did. A spider. Not like a tarantula. I didn't go to the pet store and bought it. I caught this bitch by myself. I was like 4. And everyone remembers those Dollar Tree insect catching kits. You know what I'm talking about? The little exhibit and had like the webbing on it. It was plastic and it came with like a little scissor with a bubble and tweezers. Caught that shit. Caught a big ass spider. Took it right out of its web like a G. Just eating mosquitoes. I said, I'm taking you home. I threw it in one of those things. Put it on the stairs, the back hall. How did I train it, you ask? Well, simple. I grabbed one of my mom's shot glasses, filled it up with water. And we had pizza the night before. And I grabbed a celery stick, threw it in there. It lived so long, my mom had to release it. Release it. That's how good of a trainer I am. I tamed a beast, man. I did it. I'm serious. I really fucking did. This is a true story. It lived so long, my mom was like, this is ridiculous. I don't want a spider living in the back hall. People are going to like think my son's a psychopath for wanting a pet spider. I wasn't mad. I was proud. I was foreign proud. I'm like, I trained that bitch. That spider. That's me. That was all me. All me, man. And like, So my logic here is a spider's tiny, right? This one was tiny, you know. It was big, but it was tiny. You know, it's not the size of a dog. And we're going to say I had it for 3 months, because I think I did. I think it was close to 3 months. So that spider and the size of it lived for 3 months, right? There's got to be some algorithm out there or something that would come up with this number and be like, yo, that was crazy. Like, you did the impossible. You know what I mean? Like, if you need a dog to be watched, like, I got you, man. Like, I'll do it. Like, I trained a spider. Like, I did it. I done it. It's done. There's nothing I can't do. There's nothing I can't do. So I drove to the studio, like I said, because I fucked up. And I just saw this douchebag and like a car, and he just thought he was the shit. It was like, I don't even know what it was. I think maybe like a Camaro or something, a newer Camaro, right? Right? He's just like, he thought he was the shit. Like, he thought he could like walk around public naked and like expect nothing to happen to him. You know what I mean? Just because he had a cool Camaro. Like, dude, so what? So what, dude? And then after that, I saw, you ever see someone driving a car and that car is just that person? Like, if that person was a car, that would be the car they are. And like, the best way to describe this person, it was, you know, a hick, like, definitely really Republican, an old trusty, rusty truck, you know, maybe Chevy Ford. I think it was a Ford, old Ford Ranger with rust, just rusty and old. This dude definitely says some not PC things when he's with his friends, you know what I mean? These type of people. And I was just like, that if he was a person, or that person was a car, that would be him. You know what I mean? Like, he had that Second Amendment shirt on. You know, come and get it. Come and take our guns. Definitely had a mountain lip in. You know, just chew. Fucking probably had Budweiser, pack of Budweiser, six pack of Budweiser at his feet. I don't know, man. I'm just assuming that part. And you know, he definitely has a Confederate flag hanging around somewhere in his house. And I was just like, dude, yes, if he was a car, that's who we would be. And I got to thinking, I was like, if I was a car, what car would I be? You know, I'm fast. I'm swifty. I got pace. I'm strong enough. I have decent strength. I got strength that I could get out of pretty much any situation if I needed to. I would say that. Like, if there was a fire, I definitely could, like, save one of my little sisters, if not both. Like, I easily, like, no problem. Like, I could do a pull up and then like get up on a platform and then pick my sister up and like save their lives. Like, I got a good amount. I'm not a nerd, right? Like, I got enough strength and enough speed that makes me somewhat athletic. Like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm enough to like, just, I could, you know, I could do it. I could do whatever, pretty much. But, like, I'm not, like, worth any money, you know? So that's, like, a real cutoff. And I was like, dude, nice. I'm, like, somewhat strong. Like, I am fast. I'd be a pretty dope, like, maybe, like, a muscle car, maybe, or maybe, like, a sports car. But then I got to thinking, I was like, I'm not really worth any money, you know? So that really, like, cut me out. And I was thinking, like, maybe a shitty 2000 Mustang. I was like, maybe I'm being too gracious and cocky. I was like, maybe I got to be a little more humble. So, you know, I got to thinking, and I was like, you know what? I definitely could be like a Jeep. I feel like it could be a Wrangler Jeep. The top off, roofs off, you know, not maybe an 80s Jeep Wrangler, like a Jurassic Park Jeep, maybe. I definitely am a beach bum. Like, I do love the beach, and like, I could see myself driving in a Wrangler, like, on a beach in Florida somewhere. For sure. But then again, I was like, Jeeps are pretty fucking cool. Like, am I being too cocky? I need to be more humble. I'm just going to say I would be a Jeep. Cause I think I would be. I think I would be a Jeep. Let me know what you guys think you would be. Maybe. I don't know. You guys got to let me know this stuff. I'd like to talk about it. But yeah, that's, you know, that's the type of car I think I'd be. It'd be like a nice Wrangler. Nice Wrangler, I think. Not even nice, my bad. Like, I'd be like a shitty Wrangler. But like, you know, you just cool enough to be like, yo, he's got a Wrangler. Cool enough to get the signature Wrangler two fingers up or the thumb. You know what I'm talking about, the signal. Wranglers give each other. Where did that start? Like, when did that start? How did that start? You know what I mean? I wonder who started it first. Who was just like, hey, he has the same car as me. I'm going to wave to him. And then he waved back. Like, that just had to be a lucky moment in time. Like, if the first person who didn't do it, or if the first person that did do it, didn't get a response from the guy he did do it, it would have just been an awkward moment in history. But, like, it obviously went well that it's still around today, right? That makes sense. It totally makes sense. You ever think about things like that? Like, if it didn't happen, how much different the world would be today? Like, I know that putting your fingers up and waving to another Jeep is just so insignificant, right, to life. Like, it's a big part of the America's got a big, like, driving culture. Especially in the 50s when the highways were first invented. It was just kind of like living free in America. Go where you want. Go east to west coast. Go north to south. Have fun. And, like, driving culture would just be so much different if Jeep people didn't wave to Jeep people. You know what I mean? Shit's wild to think about. Or, like, what if Thomas Edison, when he came up with the light bulb, like, ran out in the road and got hit by a horse and buggy? You know what I mean? Or a car. I don't even know. Were there cars then? When was Thomas Edison? I guess I'll have to look it up. But you know what I'm saying? Like, how much different would the world be if these small things didn't happen? Shit, bro. He died in 1931, was born 1846. This dude lived a long-ass life, bro. Yeah, burped. Fuck you. Almost damn near 100 years? Yeah? No? 90? Right, that's pretty good for that age, man. When did the first car come out? Did the first car come out? You like my typing? ASMR, bitches. First car, when was it? 1885. So he did see cars. Okay. Right. When did he invent the light bulb, though? Invent light bulb. You're going to give me a year? Between 1878 and 1880. Right. So there were cars, bro. Yep. So what if this motherfucker invented the light bulb, fucking was like, oh, I got it. I did it. And run it like, hey, neighborhood, look what I invented, the light bulb. It'll light your homes at night. We don't have to use fire and burn down houses. And JD doesn't have to use his natural athleticism to save his little sisters from a fire. We can have like electricity now. We're going to call it electricity. And he was just running around with his light bulb in his hand going, hey, look at me. And then, poof, hit by a fucking Model T Ford. You know what I mean? Will we have electricity? Think about that. Would we have electricity? Like, think about that. If that tiny thing happened, it's just one person in history, right? Like, there's been billions of people alive. And if that one person, boop, hit by a Model T, will we have electricity today? I think we would. I think I'm getting a little too crazy, but I think we would. Because I think people were like sick of candles. I think enough house fires happened that they were like, yo, dude, the year's 1878, 1880. We need something else, man. We need something else. The Johnsons' house burned down. The Smiths' house burned down. The Murphys' house burnt down. The Wilsons' house burnt down. You know, this shit's just crazy. We got like a fire pandemic here, bro. We need something new. You know, I can't keep doing up these pull-ups and saving my little sisters, dog. My forearms are going to fall off. My pecs are popping, bro. Pecs are popping. So I think there are just going to be like a common inventor being like, yo, we do need to come up with something. We do need to do this. And I think they'd be like kind of competing at the same time, or like maybe Edison was right in front of everyone else, and everyone was maybe a couple steps behind him. that I think we would eventually get a light bulb. Maybe not that day. Maybe a couple of weeks, a month later. Maybe a year later. Maybe in 1881 there would have been a light bulb. But, like, I think, you know. Or, like, you ever think if you went back in time, like, what would you do? Like, I think it would be cool to go back in time, but I wouldn't want to live there. You know what I mean? Like, technology. I love technology. I love the air conditioning. I fucking hate sleeping in the hot. I can't do it. I can't, man. Fucking can't. I don't know how people live so primitive without air conditioning. I'd rather have cooling than heating, honestly. And I live in Buffalo, New York. That's saying a lot. I fucking hate the hot. I fucking hate it. It's bad. And I think it'd be cool to, like, maybe, like, the 50s, like, see those cars and stuff. You know? But, like, I couldn't live there. People were just, their minds were so primitive and, like, technology was primitive. Shit sucks, bro. Shit sucked. Like, I just hate falling asleep hot, like, sweating. And I'm the type of person that needs, like, a big old comforter to sleep with. I don't care if it's 100 degrees outside. I'm having the comforter on. It's just like this, you know, it comforts me. It's in the name, people. Comforter. Comforter. Shit, bro. Yeah, I would spend a day in the 1950s. And then I was thinking, too, like, everyone's like, yo, I'd go back in time. And I would, like, bet on sports games and shit. Like, that's great and all, but, yo, the U.S. dollar inflates every year, bro. You know? You go to Vegas now and you gamble on the Super Bowl. You know, you get real nitty-gritty in these bets. You walk out with hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. Back then, you'd walk away with maybe $50,000, you know? It's cool, 50 grand, but compared to now, like, you wouldn't want to go to the 50s. When did fucking Babe Ruth play, dude? Like, you'd be like, oh, for once, I'm going to bet Babe Ruth is actually going to strike out during this game, you know? You'd have won fucking $20, dude. $20. We all had the grandparents who's like, oh, back in my day, we could buy a gallon of milk for a nickel. One whole nickel. You could buy a tank of gas for a dime. One dime. You know what I mean? We all heard it.
Back in my day, we bought a loaf of bread for 8 cents.
Dude, shut the fuck up. I don't care. I pay a loaf of bread for maybe $1.50 now, you know? Yeah, who cares? You know, you got to think about the time and relevancy, you know? My $1.50 is the same to your fucking 8 cents in 1955, old dude. Get the fuck out of here. You think you're better than me because you bought bread cheaper than I did? No, fuck you. I'd pay $3 for a loaf of bread. You know, we're about ballers now. We're a baller society. That's baller as fuck. Fuck it. I'll give you $20 for that jar of Nutella. You didn't have that back then, you fucking loser. You know what I mean? Shit, man. I feel like I'm oddly too good at talking to myself. This is going good. I feel confident. Feeling good. Maybe my fuck up just created, you know, maybe this is the savior. Maybe this is what the podcast needs. It's just me every once in a while just shoot my shit. You know, I got a lot of shit on my mind. I'm in a room by myself and a gym by myself. And it's just very therapeutic. You know, you guys are probably thinking, like, this dude's a fucking loser. Can't believe he's my friend. He's fucking talking to himself. Well, fuck you, dude. You know what I'm looking at? You know what I'm looking at? I enjoy doing podcasts, right? I don't even care if I'm not getting the thousands of listens I want. I get hundreds of listens. I'm more than happy with that. You know, I probably will never get to the Joe Rogan scale. Or maybe I will. Maybe I'll be the next Joe Rogan in the podcast world. That'd be fucking lit. But I'll tell you what. You know, people who love playing sports, right, in high school and little kids. Like, I know hockey's a really expensive sport, right? You know, I heard you could tell by hockey if someone's going to pro by they're, like, fucking 10 years old, 10, 11 years old. You know, you could just know they're going first round in the draft. First of all, you don't know shit. All it takes is that kid to get a little too cocky, go to a high school party, fucking drink a little, hop in his car, crash his car, DWI. No one's fucking going to draft that dude. Whatever. Fuck you guys. Near prospect. How are you going to prospect an 11-year-old? Anyways. Any fucking ways. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So you like hockey, right? Why did you play when you were little? Why did you play in high school? You know, by high school, you know if you're going pro or not. That's true. That's a fact. That's a fact. No, you're a junior in high school and you're still playing. You're not going to get any, not getting any mail from colleges or junior hockey, or, you know, you're playing football. You're not getting any good offers from college, you know, but you keep playing. Why? Why do you keep playing? Because you love it. You love the sport. You bought all that equipment. You did it because you loved it. You had fun with it. That's what I'm doing. I'm having fun with this. You know, I get made fun of all the time. I don't give a shit. I enjoy this. I am having a great time. Lately with Corona and everything going on, you know, it's been a lot of indoors for me. You know, I'm like trapped in my own house. And I'd rather be talking in a microphone with my friend or by myself even than laying in bed and watching The Office for the 80th time. You know what I mean? People don't understand that. You know, just do what you love. And I do like this. I love this. You want to know my goal? My goal in life? I'm honest. I'm being serious. This is my goal in life. I want this podcast, the 105 Club, I want me and Iman to be well off, that we could drop out of college. That's what I want. I want this podcast to be so done goodly that I could drop out of college and just live off my podcast money. You know, move out west, maybe down south. I don't know. I fucked up. I fucked up today though. And with that quality, shit's not gonna happen, dog. It's not gonna happen. Can't do shortcuts like that. Can't do it. Can't cut corners, man. You're going to do it the easy way, or you're going to do it the hard way? You can do it the hard way, you're going to be well paid off more. You're going to be better off. But yeah, anyways, I think I'm going to end it here. I think I ranted enough. I think that was some fun content. Iman, again, I'm sorry I fucked up today. I fucked up. A JD tale. I fucked up. That's the title right there. Share it to your friends, all right? I'm getting pissed off. Share it to your friends. I got good shit coming in. I'm landing sponsors, bro. I'm landing them. Share my podcast, tag 105 Club. Yeah, I'm being a little hostile right now. I got good shit. I got good shit for free that you guys can have. If you just share the podcast, go on Spotify or Apple Music, press share, put it on your story, tag 105 Club. You get a $30 item for free, dog. Straight up, my boys at the beer snorkel, my friends from Australia, they hooked us up, bro. It's good shit. Quality shit, man. Get shit cock piss wasted with it. So this is a JD tale. A JD. What did I say? This is going to be a new segment. A JD tale. And this episode's going to, I fucked up. I fucked up real bad, people. Enjoy the weekend. Give me feedback, all right? Share my podcast. Thank you.
105. Cutting it down, good Lord. Baby, getting paid is a forte.